is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and we are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the entirety of the 2023 high school football season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
8 weeks.
8 week.
Yep.
Deep, burning hatred. Seething hatred.
Saw some people yawning back there already, maybe a little tired. It's been a pretty rough week. So, getting ready for this. Hope everybody sleeps up and gets ready for the game tomorrow.
A little birdie a statistical leader in the state birdie told me that intensity at practice yesterday was a little off.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right, or is he setting the bar too high?
Maybe we were off a little bit, been pretty intense. Hopefully we respond and come out and play and do what we need to do. Put them in some pretty unique situations during the week. Hopefully not ideal ones. We put us in the ones that would probably be the worst, and hopefully we can handle that on Friday night.
One would assume that you're adding some layers of depth, some flavor to the schemes, to the
but not only offense but defensively too. We've done got a lot of layers there today working through it. Started out rough in the first session, and then it got pretty good in the last two sessions. I thought it looked a lot better. I think the kids are pretty much ready. They've had 2 weeks to get ready, and a little shy of 2 weeks, and they've got some rest. So I think they're ready to play now. You go away from it for a little bit, and you get tired of practicing for a little while, and then you get ready. And, of course, this is a big week for us because it's Bullitt coming to town, and they had a short week. So hopefully we can take advantage of it.
Now, having the bye week leading up to this, does that counteract the early game, the Thursday night game, as opposed to the Friday night game, or is that nil?
I think it helps us. It just gives us more time. That Thursday night game, we got it, and then gives our guys a 4-day weekend to get away from us. We get away from them, clear our heads, and then we come back to work on that Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday again. So it was a short week then too for us, was to try to hopefully get our legs back under us, and we got a win, so we felt a little bit better about it. And then we come back to work on Monday, and then we went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we went a little longer Monday and Tuesday, and then the day was quick. We probably went through 65 plays offensively, and we probably went through close to 45 to 50 plays defensively to make sure we know where we're going and what we're doing. And everybody, like I told our kids, we gotta be disciplined. Don't chase the eye candy. Do exactly what you've been taught to do all week, last week, and take care of business, play responsibility of football. And if we do that, I think we got a pretty good chance of coming out of there with a W.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So now it's been well documented that this season, and I think last season too, Coach Jurgen, the Jurgenator, has got a script of plays to start off the game. What's the number in that opening script? How many plays?
He puts a ton of his script. I don't know if anybody understands. I don't know how many plays you can get on that one spreadsheet, but he does a really good job of getting it highlighted. A lot of different colors, and I would say the first set's about 60-something plays, and then we start going down through there, and he's got it set to where he's looking what they're doing. If they do this, we do that. If they do this, we're coming back with this. And so he's got it all kind of charted, and I thought he'd done a pretty good job of, if they're playing us with an overhang, then we go in here, and if they go inside, we're going here. So you know, he's got it figured out. Today I was just trying to read the script. I was thinking, man, we run a lot of different stuff on offense. Well, I don't know why we can't do so much stuff on defense, but I think we learn so much on offense that defensively we check out. We just go try to go tackle people at times. So, you know, it's he's going to put pressure on Bullockin every way that he can. Anybody that we play on the edges and up inside, and then vice versa, going back and forth. You know, and knock on wood, we got any. We actually was able to throw the ball pretty well the last 2 weeks, and execute some stuff. It's getting there. It's been a work in progress, and I feel like we've gotten better and better. And we've played some really tough teams, you know, to get there. And that's usually a good sign for us.
This is Coach Pooh's second year at OC, I believe.
Yes.
Correct? How's the team reacting to him and following his lead this year as opposed to last year?
Oh, I mean, they just do what he's got on there. And, I mean, he does a great job explaining it. He's been working with it all since January. And I think the kids pretty much understand what we've been doing and going. We haven't changed a ton. We just add a dimension or a wrinkle here and there. And he just, I mean, like you said, he's an equal opportunity offender at practice every day. He doesn't care who he gets on to or whatever, but he's going to demand that we're the best that we can be, and we're going to do it really, really fast. And if it ain't right, we go to the next one. We're going to get the next play, and we'll come back to it. And he just does a really good job of that. We get so many plays in at practice. It's pretty crazy. I was like, golly, we're running 20-minute team periods, and he probably gets in 35 plays in a 20-minute team period, and or 40. But we get a ton of plays in, but he just does a really good job of you know, trying to create the look we're going to get, and then, you know, explaining why we're doing what we're doing too. So I felt like he's done a really good job, and, you know, I think defensively we have a pretty good game plan coming in this Friday night too. So going to give them different looks and different variations. They're going to have to figure out what we're doing too.
Well, he finally showed up, so we have to start stop talking about him now. So. And talk about, again, with Coach K joining you on defense this year, how big of a difference, just in a quick, you know, what, 60 seconds before we go to break, what's the biggest impact he has had on this team?
I think he just brings a toughness, you know, and he comes in, he takes no crap off nobody. He doesn't care. He don't want to hear no excuses. I mean, he fired Hamp today on the first play. You know, get off the field. You don't know what you're doing. Boom, boom, boom. Now, I don't know if I even heard it either, but Hamp was like, oh, yeah, I called it, went the wrong way. And I was like, yep, Coach K was already running him off the field. So, you know, it don't matter who the player is with Coach K. Nobody's bigger than what we're trying to get done. You know, exactly. I think you told him at one point he was 89 years old and whip everybody out here, and everybody started looking at each other like, is he 89? And I'm like,
no. I was going to say, he does not look like an
89. But that's what he told the kids. Now the kids are looking around like, he's 89?
I'm like, is that like coach? Do like coaches age differently? Yeah. Like dogs? It's like a human year, seven dog years.
When he said that too, I was like, there's no way he's 89. I literally walked up to him. I said, really? How old are you, man? And he was like, I'm like 66. I'm like, oh, okay, good. I'm like, great.
Yeah. Oh, good. I was about to have somebody bust out the Wikipedia on that one.
Yo, it ain't gonna take long. You can Google him. He's got like a resume like 7 pages long on the internet. He's been a great coach, and he does a really good job. And he's got all this stuff, and I think the kids have had to figure him out, and he's figuring our kids out too at the same time. He's done a really good job. He said his last chapter is just going to be known as Frederica.
That's
what he said as coach, and it's going to be Frederica. And I was like, that unique? He goes, oh, definitely, definitely. So, you know, good guy. He works really hard. I mean, he's on these kids. He loves special teams. He does all that stuff. Just a really good guy.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors. V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak, and we are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. The segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time for us to talk about the health of the team. Obviously, with the bye week, give you a little bit more time to relax and heal up. Has Adam been earning his paycheck this week, or is he just kind of twiddling his thumbs?
He has been hard at it. Coach K told him to make sure he had Nat spray ready and prepared at practice. That it was ridiculous. He said he was wanting to make sure those mosquitoes did not get him, and so he made sure Adam was on his P's and Q's out there today. He was making sure he getting his T's crossed and his I's dotted. He was making sure he was on him out there. But so far, injury-wise, we're in pretty good shape. I think everybody's healed up. We got a few nicks and bruises, I'm sure, from practice. But for the most part, we're about back up to 100%, ready to run.
No international golf tournaments coming up or anything like that?
I don't think so. Okay. No.
Just got to make sure. Again, it was an excused absence, but still.
Yeah.
All right. So
he had to go.
All right, so in between the break, obviously we came back late from break, but just hearing the banter in between you and the coaches and the team and everything, we always talk about, and this is a little early to be bringing this up, but I'm going to do it anyway. You know, we've talked about the 2018 team was the fastest team, the 2020 was the smartest team. What if you have to give one superlative to this edition of the Knights? What is the superlative you're going to give to him?
I don't know. The most unpredictable right now. Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to get. That's it. Yeah.
Unpredictable sounds better than inconsistent. Inconsistent sounds like a slam. We'll go with unpredictable.
We're unpredictable sometimes. Like today, we go into perimeter, and we looked as bad as I've ever seen. It looked like we couldn't guard anybody. Like, I mean, we were just running around, and then we go into team, and we picked off every pass they threw. And Coach Barnes like, well, glad I showed up, make everything, get everything fixed. I'm telling you right now. And I was like, what did you say to him? He said, I didn't. I just got out of the truck, showed up. We got better instantly all of a sudden. I'm like, well, make sure you're early tomorrow night, because, by God, we look like crap.
It's amazing how that happens.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's that. You go over there, and my hair's thinning. So I wasn't even – mad. I was just sitting there like watching it in awe. Actually, I was like, wow, this is the worst we've ever looked. We're going against a team that only throws it five times and they're going to complete all five of them for a touchdown. And then we go into team and it was like, oh, well, we've got everybody covered. Look at what we can do here. It's weird. I was like, God, where did this happen? I've got an ulcer from the first 15 minutes of practice, and then the last 30 minutes, oh, well, we covered everything. But again, unpredictable, but that comes with, I think, the youth. You know, with some of our younger guys on the back end trying to figure out what we're doing. And then once they see it and we repped it, we haven't really run a ton of perimeter because it's a triple option team. So we run a little bit yesterday, and then today we got a full taste of it. And then, you know, I thought our guys did a pretty good job. So we got to handle the pass, and I thought our kids, you know, after we got going, did a pretty good job today. But again, so far, a little unpredictable. There's days that we look like $1 million, and there's days I wouldn't give two pennies. So, you know, that's just what it is.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So you just, in this last little segment here, talked about hair loss and an ulcer. Is this team like taking years off of your life? I mean, obviously it's the reason why you switched to hats from visors.
Well, so. Maybe. I just didn't have a good visor. Sorry. And we need to win. My hair is thin. If it does rain, I look bald. So I just quit doing that.
You know, some of us are lucky enough to be able to get these flowing locks before it turns gray or turns loose.
I think your hands offended by that. So we'll dodge that.
Bald is beautiful. It is. Don't worry, Coach.
You know, but with that, I think, you know, it's just part of it. I think our kids are starting to figure it out. You know, and again, we play that tough schedule. And we play a really tough group of opponents when I started doing the combined win-loss records of the guys that we played. I mean, gosh, it's pretty crazy. You know, I think for us, the teams that we played are a combined 31 and like 20. But you look at Tattnall Square, they're 4-4, and their four losses are to teams that are a combined winning record of 26-4 or 27-4 or something like that. Like, so Tattnall's got this crazy strength of schedule like us, and then Bluffton has lost three games, but three of their four games have been to three teams that are undefeated in the state of South Carolina, and they're ranked in the top five. So, you know, and it was a rivalry game, so to Buford. But when you start looking at it, we played a really tough schedule on the front end, and we get beat up, and we don't have a ton of depth, but our kids somehow are resilient, and they battle back, and they understand the importance of these last three games. And I felt like the last couple weeks, a lot of focus went into it, and our kids hopped around and got after it in practice. And, you know, we go have our ups and downs in practice, and sometimes we're pulling our hair out, but most of the time we're getting prepared, and I thought our kids had done a pretty good job.
Just so you know, I filled in for Kit Branch on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch earlier today, and I called him out for not having Frederica in the top 10 Jason Bishop power rankings.
Yeah.
Because he's like, well, you know, they're only 3-4. And I'm like, but look at the four.
Yeah.
Look at the strength of schedule. Look at the buzzsaw that they willingly went up against. I demand to see the formula to find out what makes this top 10 list. And, of course, his intern, Raul, never got back to us on that. But, you know, I mean, it really does make a difference when you look at that strength of schedule at what y'all have faced in those four losses. If you had gone the route of a Bullock or of a Pinewood or anybody else who had, you know, scheduling down as opposed to scheduling up, you could easily be undefeated right now.
Well, we probably could, but I don't know if it would have exposed some of our weaknesses that we needed to fix. And I think for us, that's what we do as a coaching staff. You know, you go out to practice, and we only got 30-some-odd kids, so every day our starters look really, really good, and our scout team's trying to give us a look, but they're not there yet. There are a lot of young kids. We got 24 sophomores and freshmen that are playing right now that are out there trying to give us a look. And, you know, so you can get a false sense of security of how good you are, and then when you go play some of these really good teams, that's when you find out, okay, we're not as good as we thought we were during the week. And to be honest, I was shocked a couple Friday nights. I thought we'd play some people a little bit better at times, and then we didn't, which frustrated me. But then you go back and you watch, and like, wow, these guys are just – they're really good, you know. And for us, it does show us some things. And then we go back as a coaching staff, and we look at it. We critique ourselves. We critique our calls. We critique what we can and we don't think we can and we can't do offensively and defensively. And we create a game plan that fits our kids. We don't try to make our offense or our defense, you know, make our kids fit the defense or offense. We try to make it the other way around. What can we do offensively or defensively to fit the personnel that we got and our kids? So, you know, it's important for us, and I think our coaches do a really good job of that. Our kids do a good job of that, of adapting to it and figuring out what we're trying to do in certain things. And, you know, it's been successful the last 3 or 4 years. I know people don't really grade us on success of looking at the schedule and going, oh, we went 5-5. Well, a couple of years we went 5-5 with 17 kids. And then last year we had a bunch of young kids and we only had 25. And we still played that same schedule that we played this year. And, you know, when you look at it, I think sometimes people get spoiled by the success. But, you know, we look out there and we got kids that want to play hard, and that's the big key for us.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, We're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at Feed Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust and by Ashley Business Solutions. Now, of course, one of the big storylines as the season has gone on is the pursuit of history by the River Jordan Triplett. Currently sitting at number 8. We thought we were 7. He's just barely at number 8 on that. I broke down the numbers. If everything goes the way it should go these last 3 games, you draw the first round by, he's going to have to average 230 yards every game from now to the state championship to be able to break the all-time record.
So is that pressure on me or Jordan?
I don't know. Is it pressure on Jordan? Is it pressure on you? Is it pressure on his offensive line?
Coach Jurgens, is that pressure on you? No, we're going to do what we got to do to get the W. I think he's pretty selfless in all that. He sees where the Russian Dragons are at. We hope to attain them as we climb the wins, you know. And he's a team player, and we've had to let him carry it 54, 55 times a game, and he's done it. And he just wears people down. I think that's part of our identity, though, our offensive line and our guys up there and our running backs and all those guys. That's part of the identity we've created. Is we're going to be physical. I tell them every day. It's going to be physical. It's going to be tough. You better just go do whatever you got to do. Plug your nose, whatever you got to do. We're going to bloody some noses. You're going to get yours bloody probably in the process. So, you know, we've done a good job with that. And our offensive line continues to do a really good job. I thought, you know, the last game we played, we won the line of scrimmage. We had a surge up front. And we're going to have to do the same thing this Friday night. Our blocking backs, Hamp and Hayes, Colt, all those guys do a really good job, and we got to continue to do that. And he's gonna be Jordan, so we just got to let him go out and be Jordan. And they got to go out and do what we do best and execute. And I think we got a little bit more diversity here this last couple weeks with what we've been able to do offensively, and hopefully we can come out and execute real well tomorrow night. And he'll not only be running, but he'll be throwing and making some plays, and then we'll get some more guys involved. Hopefully we can do that, and we can take care of business and hopefully come out on a winning end. That's the thing. So get the W. Be 1-0 by the end of tomorrow night.
Now, of course, you know, it's historically Bullock Academy has been some of his biggest statistical games. So it's just, you know, it's a nice coincidence that happens to be the team that we start at home in the region play. So what is the Bullock defense looking like these days on rushing?
Well, you know, you look at what they've done, they've held everybody, I think the average is 6 points a game. Their offense scores 42 points a game. I don't know really their yards. I know they come off the ball pretty well up front. And they penetrate, they have a penetration, they're trying to get penetration in the defensive line. You know, they're a solid football team. They're going to come out and play hard, and they're going to give a great effort too. They don't like us as much as we don't like them, so. You know, we got to get ready. We've just been fortunate that we can out-scheme sometimes and do some things that they haven't prepared for. I think we've caught them off guard a couple of years with some things, and we might catch them off guard a couple this time. So who knows? But I think that film breakdown and film study and doing all those things go a long way for us, and us having the 2 weeks, hopefully we can take that and be an advantage. But like you said, he has had a recent run of success against them. No, the pun not intended, but yes, it has been a lot of running yards that he's been very successful in the past since he's a freshman. And then hopefully we can continue to do that. I'd hate for it to stop tomorrow night.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And when we sat down earlier in the week, I asked you who needed to have the biggest game over the last three games to make the big difference. Is the answer you gave me the other day still the same? Gavin Grantham.
Gavin Grantham. I sat down and I thought it was who it was at Will. If he can continue to play really well right there and be consistent, we've got a really good chance defensively to take care of business. Offensively, you know, a lot of it starts with Tucker up front, just getting the snap and getting everything relayed, telling everybody what to do. But when you look at it, Gavin, he's a sophomore, he's young, and if he can be very consistent these next three games, we'll be very successful. I think that and our offensive line, staying healthy, controlling the line of scrimmage, and then defensively just flying to the ball. If Gavin can be consistent right there, again, I see it, but he's consistent at Will. And, if, you know, we're pretty consistent. Ham's pretty consistent. I think he's got it pretty much figured out now as a senior that he's got to get everybody lined up, get set. And then for us, outside linebacker play, I thought it was really good the last couple of weeks with Blake and Jordan and Rico of actually squeezing things down and doing things right and minimizing run lanes. If we can do that these next three games and do some things and take the ball away, get some takeaways, which I think we can, you know, and get it back to the offense with the short field, we can punch it in, get some momentum, I think we got a good chance coming out of this thing, region champs again.
How important has Jalen Baldwin's growth this season been?
It's been huge for us offensively and defensively. All the freshmen and sophomores that are getting better, you know. And honestly, I have to say, because our scout team the last week and a half has looked pretty good, giving us a look, running the triple option, trying to give us an idea of what we're going to get. I thought those guys done a really good job this week. And it takes a while. You know, it takes a while. It's a big difference when a 14-year-old is going against an 18-year-old. You know, they have to figure out a way to win a battle sometimes, and it ain't real easy.
I believe the term is, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog.
It is. So, like I said, we're going to say tomorrow night, we're going to turn all the dogs loose because we fresh out of mashed potatoes, baby. We fresh out of mashed potatoes.
Burn the boats. We'll go ahead and bring out all the old hits right now. All right, final 60 seconds of the show. What three things need to happen tomorrow night in order for us to walk out with a win from under the Oaks?
We have to be intense. We got to come out and we got to be ready to go. We got to have some intensity, and we got to play with it for 48 minutes. We got to want to bust them in the nose and make them think about it all the way back home. They got to hurt. It's got to be one of those things that we got to go out and do. When they get back on the bus, I told the kids this the other day, when they get back on the bus, they don't need to get back on the bus and say, well, if we'd have done this, we could have won. No, they need to get back on the bus and say, it didn't matter what we did. We got dismantled, and that's the way it's got to be. And that's the way it's got to be for the next 3 weeks is that intensity. Bring it every day. No turnovers and control the line of scrimmage will be my other two. But, you know, if we're intense and we fly around and do what we're supposed to do and hit people, bust them in the face, we got a really, really good chance of winning the region championship because we got some guys that can go play, and we're ready to go. We're ready to go repeat as the region champs, and that's our goal. It's nothing. Anything short of that, we probably won't be satisfied.
The March to Mercer begins Thursday night under the Oaks, 7:30 kickoff versus the Bullock Academy Gators. And we will be back here, win or lose, Wednesday night for another episode of the Coach Brandon Derrick Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. Coach, final words.
Go Knights.